Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What a gospel lesson for today. I love that. And let's focus on the positive. Jesus says, when we build our house upon the rock, no matter the storms that come into our life, no matter the wind that blows, no matter the attacks of Satan, no matter our mental illness or our struggles in this world, we will stand firm. Even though we will be battered by the wind and the storms, we will feel the rain pounding upon us. We will not fall because God is with us. It reminds me of Psalm 46, our great song, which a mighty fortress, our battle hymn of Lutheranism, is written on. Though the mountains fall and the heart of the sea and the earth quakes and the oceans roar and foam, we will not fall because God is in the midst of his people. This is most certainly true. What a foundation God has given us. What a foundation God gave us in the day of our baptism as he claimed you and me to be his children. What a foundation God gives us in his word, his gospel, his love, and his grace, that our lives are acceptable, pleasing to him, and he will never leave us, forsake us, because we are his children in baptism and by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit in his word. What a firm and wonderful foundation that God gives us in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, as once again he calls us to himself to dine with us, and in his body and blood feeds and nourishes, wipes away our sins. What a foundation that Jesus gives us when he died on the cross for our salvation, taking on our sinfulness and giving us his perfect righteousness so that we will live forever. What a foundation Jesus gives us when he accepts you and me and declares victory in his descent to hell to Satan, that he loses and we win in him. What a foundation Jesus gives us as he rises up from the dead, leaving the emptiness of that tomb, saying that the grave will be our victory and our entrance into heaven, that we are his chosen, declaring that because of him, we will live eternity without doubt. And that hope and confidence comes into this world and continues to come in through word and sacrament, the grace, love, and mercy of Jesus to you, so that you may stand firm in every trial, storm, and temptation and tribulation. I did a wedding one time. It was an outside wedding, and it was in this beautiful, this member's house, and their house had a beautiful backyard, and they had a beautiful garden setting the night before it had rained, and the ground was really soft and kind of a little muddy, and they had these big paver stones that kind of walked down to this garden, and then a paver stone a landing to step on, and I don't like getting my shoes dirty because I like shoes, you know, and so I walked along the pavers and my feet stayed clean. And then when the groom and the groomsmen came down, they walked along the pavers and their feet stayed clean. And then when the bride came, she walked along the pavers and her beautiful shoes and her feet stayed clean. During that message, I changed the message I had prepared because I talked about the reality of standing on these stones, that even though the ground was wet and not solid and we could have gotten our feet dirty, we were able to stand upon these stones, which served as a foundation so that we would not sink into the dirt, muck, and mire around us. And that's how life is, you see. This foundation that God gives us keeps us from sinking deeply into that mire and dirt of life. The temptations, the struggles, the fears, the anxieties that overwhelm us, the worries and burdens and everything else that overwhelm us, our health, our parents' health, our children's health, whatever it is, financial troubles, mental illness, depression, struggles, anything we have, this firm foundation keeps us from sinking into the mud and the mire. And then I talked about how we build our lives and our relationships and our marriages on this foundation. And when we build our lives and our relationships and our marriages around this foundation, God uses us in relationship. He uses us in beautiful relationship so that we will not fall. You see, the great thing about the cross and the sacraments and the words and the empty tombs is God continues to pour in his grace and his love and his strength into our lives. And the other way he does that is through relationships, through marriages, through deep friendships, through the congregation and the relationships we form with relationships with our neighbors. My wife is a huge rock and foundation. As you know, I struggle with mental illness. And sometimes I need somebody to ground me immediately with the word of God and with wisdom when I start to feel overly emotional. That's just part of PTSD. It's part of life for me, and I know that. My doctors, my psychiatrists, my counselors, even in my counseling training with my new master's degree in counseling, I know that. And God has provided this rock in my wife, Stephanie. I know that if I'm in a bad meeting or if I'm in a bad time, I can text her no matter what. And I don't care what anybody else says. It doesn't matter. They can get upset or not think whatever they want to. In fact, I feel sorry for them because they probably don't have that kind of relationship with their spouse. But I know with all certainty, I can text her and she will come back with the word of God and with peace and with wisdom, and it immediately grounds me. And that's God working through her to help me. I encourage you, as you live in this life, a practical step is to grow together with your spouse, to find that kind of foundation with them, to grow together with a friend or a neighbor or a fellow church worker, to have that foundation. Who cares what anybody else thinks? It doesn't matter, because in the times of trouble and tribulation, God provides for us in all these ways so that the beauty of His foundation and the beauty of His grace and the beauty of His love can continue to flow into our lives. So that we don't lose our tempers, so that we don't become afraid, so that we don't become overly emotional. In fact, I find that a strength. When we are able to do that, we are being strong. And it's sad when those who don't do that, well, they're weak. They really are. It's emotionally and mentally healthy. It's spiritual healthy. It's a beautiful thing. It's that whole thing that God talks about, the husband and the wife becoming one flesh. What a beautiful thing. In fact, we know that this foundation is carried out. We even hear in Ecclesiastes that Proverbs, that a knot tied with three strings is stronger than a knot with two. And what God says is when He's the foundation in that knot, when He's the centerpiece of our life, when we build our life upon Him, we tie the knot. We come together as husband and wife with God in the center, come together as relationships with God in the center, come together in friendships with God as the center. This is what the proverb says. When one falls down and slips off the foundation, the other is there to pick them up. Live in the sacrament. Live in the Word every day. Connect with God. Use the gifts of relationships He gives around you. Balk in the face of a society that says, oh, you have to be strong on your own and you have to be emotionally regulated on your own, because the matter of fact is, none of us are. And those kind of people aren't emotionally regulated either. Their foundation is weak. Our foundation is strong when we use every tool at our disposal to build our lives on the foundation of Jesus. And maybe better yet, He builds our lives for us. May the grace and peace of this foundation be your certain rock in life. For God is with you now and always. In His name we pray. Amen.